with Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Hunters and trappers who kill wolves in Montana could be reimbursed for their expenses by private groups under a proposal advanced by state lawmakers. Critics say the proposal is akin to the bounties that nearly exterminated the predators last century. The Republican-controlled Senate voted to allow the payments amid pressure from livestock and hunting groups that say Montana has too many wolves. A separate measure advanced by senators would allow individuals to kill unlimited numbers of wolves, hunt at night, and use bait to lure wolves into traps. Montana has about 1,200 wolves. The Flathead County Sheriff's Office has identified a man who was shot and killed while assaulting a police officer at a gas station. An investigation found 41-year-old Isaiah Strong of Kalispell assaulted the officer with a wood object when he came out of the gas station bathroom. Officer Brady Gray did not have immediate backup and shot Strong. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte today said, with the majority of jurisdictions halfway through the current COVID-19 vaccination phase, the state is expanding who's eligible for a shot with a special plus category starting Monday. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Gianforte on a press call said Phase 1B Plus will include Montanans in their 60s and people 16 to 59 years of age with additional underlying health conditions, including asthma, cystic fibrosis, and liver disease.
With this expansion, we are prioritizing population groups which account for nearly 90% of Montana's total deaths and more than 70% of Montana's hospitalizations during this pandemic.
An estimated 100,000 to 140,000 Montanans will be included in Phase 1B+. Gianforte said the timeline for Phase 1C, which includes frontline essential workers not already vaccinated, is still on track for late spring or early summer due to the rise in available vaccines from Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. Gianforte changed the state's vaccination distribution plan in early January, saying his administration was prioritizing the state's most vulnerable by moving people with underlying health conditions up and pushing back frontline essential workers who did not already qualify. On Tuesday, President Joe Biden directed every state to prioritize educators and childcare workers to receive at least one shot by the end of the month. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
Yellowstone National Park today said it will try out a new reservation system for two campgrounds and part of a third. Yellowstone Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports.
Reservations for Mammoth and Slough Creek campgrounds, along with 60% of Pebble Creek, will go live on recreation.gov for the first time on March 24th at 8 a.m. People will be able to book campsites up to 6 months in advance. Spokesperson Linda Vares says the new system is a direct response to public requests.
Visitors like to plan in advance. A lot of them plan their summer vacations months in advance, and sometimes it can be frustrating for them to get to the park and not have a place to stay and try to find a place at the last second.
Yellowstone's reservation system will affect about 40% of the campsites managed by the park that will be open this season. Indian Creek and Lewis Creek campgrounds will remain first come, first served. Tower Fall and Norris campgrounds are closed this year. Fees at campgrounds managed by Yellowstone will increase by $5 to cover the recreation.gov processing fee. A reservation system is already in place for 5 campgrounds in the park managed by the concessionaire Zanterra. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.